This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're that exceptional American I'm talking about, well, welcome aboard. And I know you are because you're listening to the show. It's sort of a giveaway. If you're listening to the show, then you're that exceptional American that I'm talking about. And once again, as I started out the last hour, it's the 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're about to mount up and ride it again for another hour. Spinning. Just those wheels just spinning around. Lots of things going on, as you can well imagine here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the president. He's going down to the border and taking a look at the border. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer are not happy campers. And some of the hypocrisy we're going to point out to you here in a second as well that goes along with Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they are just absolutely amazing human beings now, aren't they? Absolutely. Anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We have a ton of things that are going on for New California, and we're making headlines all around the world for New California, which is good for New California, but it's also pointing out the reasons why we are forming New California. It's very important to understand that. The reasons why we're forming New California, they're like really self-evident in a lot of ways. I mean, most people are starting to find out about it. One of the things we know that is actually happening is it's very much tied to what is going on with the president at the border. You know, it's, like I said, it's kind of an interesting situation. The border and the president and New California are all associated with one another. They're all very, very closely tied at the hips, not even loosely tied, but tied at the hips. which I think is very, very interesting, to say the least. So we're going to get back into this. Okay, so one of the things that has cropped up, and I think it's an important thing to crop up, is what is going on. Well, is the national emergency imminent? Now, I'm going to turn to, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to do it. Because I saw this in the morning. I said, nah, I can't be. But I am. I'm going to go to it a second day in a row. Something out of InfoWars. I can't believe it. My competitor, even at this hour. But it's some good stuff. So pay attention.
Fight censorship. And
I'm going to fight with the advertisements here. We don't need censorship.
If you are receiving this transmission, resistance.
Even though the American public may or may not be aware of these statements,
the bill before us will certainly do some
2006.
Good. It will authorize some badly needed funding for better fences and better security along our borders, and that should help stem some of the tide of illegal immigration in this country.
Illegal immigration is wrong.
And
a primary goal of comprehensive immigration reform must be to dramatically curtail future illegal immigration. Second, operational control of our borders.
2009.
Through significant additional increases in infrastructure, technology, and border personnel must be achieved within a year of enactment.
It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws.
Not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
We've got to do several things, and I am, you know, adamantly against illegal immigrants. Certainly, we've got to do more at our borders, and people have to stop employing illegal immigrants.
Magically, Pelosi and Schumer don't want to hear the facts, even though they clearly agreed with them years earlier.
And Democrats were fine with border wall fencing as recently as 2013. Of course, the Secure Fence Act of 2006. You had some Democrats, Joe Donnelly, saying that he'd be fine with a $5,000 border wall allocation. You had Joe Manchin campaigning this year on border fencing, on border wall. I think his ad actually said, I support the Trump border wall. I think this is more about Chuck Schumer squeezing his members, not giving Donald Trump a win in the 11th hour, and that's frankly where we are. We're here because it's a Chuck Schumer shutdown once again.
In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
As the Wall Street Journal reported recently, Speaker Pelosi interrupted Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who had been repeating statistics related to border security. Pelosi told Nielsen, I reject your facts, whereby Nielsen responded, these aren't my facts. These are the facts. Earlier today, President Trump expressed his intention on declaring a state of emergency on the southern border.
I think we might work a deal, and if we don't, I may go that route. I have the absolute right to do national emergency if I want.
What's your threshold? Now, I bring this up at this point in time because in the last hour we were discussing with the president. He was signing a bill about illegal immigration and actually about trafficking, human trafficking. And this is the question and answer period of that segment. It was too long to play the whole thing, but it's a clip that came from that, and he was asked the question, and he may go the route, is what he said, in that bill sign for trafficking, and that this is what I expect him to do. I think maybe as early as tomorrow, perhaps, he might say, look, national emergency, here we go. I've been down to the border. I mean, tomorrow or maybe Saturday, Sunday, I don't know. I think he's going to do it. It's going to end. The national emergency will end the shutdown of the government. People don't know that. It will do that. And, of course, the Democrats, have already, I'm sure, shopped a judge already in the Ninth Circuit. And they will file, you know, to stop it. And the, excuse me. And a judge from the Ninth Circuit here in California, you know, out west, shouldn't say just California, it's Hawaii and everybody else, will, of course, you know, go with the Democrats. And then there's going to be a court battle, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I think it's going to be expedited. It's a timing issue. You talk about 1 to 2 weeks, and I think he'll ultimately win out. He's got to do what he's got to do. And this is a crisis, and by any stretch of the imagination, what Nancy Pelosi, the excuses that they have, and Chuck Schumer are falling on deaf ears, I think, with most of the Americans. Now, somebody says, oh, this latest poll. You can't trust polls. You know, I haven't heard in my little world, and it's not too little, by the way, because I get tons of stuff coming in. There's very little complaining going on, even on the Democrat side. I mean, they're all trying to sing that same tune. I mean, and it's the usual suspects out there. People who have something, well, to hide, or something that's engaging, or some sort of money connection to that human trafficking thing. Or they've got a connection to a guy by the name of Ed Buck, who likes black boys. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, screaming at you, screaming at you. That's our game. Well, anyway, it's a crazy train, of course. Absolute crazy train. Anyway, welcome aboard the train, all aboard, as we go to the border, south of the border. Well, I wouldn't say south of the border. That's what the banditos used to do back in the day, right? Let's see. When is it time? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, past comments fuel speculation she may be nearing retirement. Mitch the Brain. Why McConnell may be the smartest man in Washington. You know, I could go on. I could go on about Mitch McConnell. I can go either way. I can go to the right or to the left. I mean, not politically right or left. I mean, I can go into, you know, what did Yogi Berra use? If there's a fork in the road, take it. That's what I can do with Mitch McConnell. I'm serious. I could rag on this guy, or I can praise him. Now, you haven't heard too much praising, except for what he does strive to do is recreate a deliberative body for the Senate. I know it's tough for some of you to hear me say this sort of stuff about Mitch McConnell because it's high praise, so to speak. But one of the things that Obama really worked desperately at is to destroy the deliberative nature of the Senate. And even now today, the legacy of Obama trying... Now, what do I mean by a deliberative body? The Founding Fathers realized that in order to have a bicameral legislature and to have power sharing between the legislative branches, they had to have separate but equal powers, basically. They had to have equal power to one another. The votes, the Senate had to weigh in, the House had to weigh in, and once they've weighed in, they could reconcile bills and join in, and they could create a bill together. That was kind of like the goal. And the power sustained by the Senate and the power sustained by the House was equal to one another. However, in order to destroy the bicameral legislature of our country, the left has discovered that the Senate can be attacked. And the Senate can be attacked, and you can transform the government from a Republican form of government to a democracy. See, that's what they discovered. Now, what we have in the Senate today is Mitch McConnell, who recognizes that. The Democrats have been attacking the Senate in our federal form of government for years because they realize, wait a minute, this whole thing that can be exploited, such as what is going on when you take a look at populations. And don't populations need to have priority over landmass and area? And so that struck a chord with everybody. Oh, citizens have to be represented. Well, and you know, that they cry became represented by all, represented also by the senator. Well, senators do represent populations in their configuration, the founding fathers wanted, but they also represent the assets, the commerce, everything else that goes on in a state. And so they realize that states in that environment, with the landmass that they have, with the populations that they have, with the economy, with the assets, the resources, they all have equal power to one another. So they said, look, states can have representative power and be equal. They can have equal representation with those that want to constantly change and constantly create all the things that go on in a state. So they said, senators, two senators for each state. That's what they can, regardless of population, because senators represent other things just besides population in a state. So you have the situation where you have X number, I think it's 435 or something like that, members of the House of Representatives, and they are divvied up by district, by population. Senators are not. Now, the argument has been, these states where you have more population need more senatorial representation. Really? Yeah, more representation by people. So the equation for senators should be changed by population and no longer just resources in a given area by a state or by a county. So in 1964, Reynolds versus Sims agreed with that. And they did away with the federal model at the state level. And when you did that, they did away with really one of the main functions of a senator in a state. Not only did they not represent given counties and the resources thereof, which is the subset, the governmental unit of the state, the basis, the core for a Republican form of government throughout the states, but they gave it over to districts. So senators now represent the districts were based upon population. It's like I give the example where we have a senator up here, a state senator, who represents seven counties in my area. How can he do that? He can't. But he represents the population. So what we have is we have the disintegration of bicameral legislature, and hence the disintegration of a Republican representative government, and reduced it to a democracy, a democratic process, where the power of the people is preeminent over the resources of a county or, and see, that's democracy. It's not representative government. That's where the guarantee breaks down that we always talk about here on the New California Movement. Because one of the first things in the guarantee clause is the president has to guarantee to us a representative form of government. That's number one. Number two is freedom from invasion. Number three is protection against domestic violence. Those are the three things. So Mitch McConnell recognized that one of the things that leads to the disintegration and leads to that process, that democratic process or democracy being formed within a legislature, is that bills are pushed through, rushed through with little discussion, and it dilutes the value of what's going on as a deliberative body, which is what the Senate should be. The Founding Fathers wanted the Senate to be a deliberative body. You could say, look, we have the impulses of the people in the House of Representatives. But are those impulses destroying the very nature of what's going on in a state or the other 50 states, and how does it all relate? And that's exactly what Obama was doing. Obama was doing this whole number about hurry up and pass the legislation. Hurry up. Call your legislators. Make them pass the legislation. Hurry up. Hurry up. Remember that? Mitch McConnell saw that, and of course that led to nuclear options, the whole nine yards, and of course, you know, the great one, the last leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, and all his antics. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Statesman, a 20th century founding father.
Former Newsweek editor and Bush biographer John Meacham paying tribute to George Herbert Walker Bush at the Washington Cathedral funeral. But in this sea of media praise, some pundits couldn't resist using 41's death to bash 45, such as MSNBC host and former George W. Bush aide Nicole Wallace.
I think what everyone's getting at is that under Donald Trump, the office of the presidency has been debased in a way that is unimaginable for people who served every past president.
And then there was the brawl on The View when Meghan McCain objected rather forcefully to Joy Behar turning a discussion of Bush's record into an attack on President Trump.
Can we focus on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump. We're honoring a great president in the past.
Please, I want to talk about the different...
honoring, but I'm not interested in your one issue.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care what you're interested in either.
We'll be right back.
Okay?
That is called cutting to commercial. Molly, what do you make of Joy Behar?
What was that?
The Federalist, and she's hardly the only one hijacking the discussion of George H.W.
Wow, what was going on there?
To beat up on Trump.
Agenda 21. What's happening here?
It manages to be disrespectful to both presidents, both President George H.W. Bush and President Trump. This is a time to remember all the great things that the first President Bush has done. He only served one term, but it was at a very significant period in time. His role in midwifing the end of the Cold War alone gives you more than enough to talk about. Everything doesn't have to be about the current president.
Meghan McCain wasn't having it, and the Daily Mail reports that off the set, Joy Behar continued to rage and called her the B word and said she wasn't going to take it.
Oh, I hate it when this happens.
So some of this gets really personal.
It does. The award goes to Whoopi on this one for cutting the commercial, and I think rightfully so, because I think over this past, the earlier part of this week, we spent a good amount of time celebrating the United States, our democracy, and the respect for our institutions, which is what George H.W. Bush stood for to his dying day. I mean, I think there was a big conversation about whether or not he would invite President Trump to his funeral, and I was like, that's a no-brainer. Of course he would, because it's beyond what he said about his family, and it's more about the presidency of the United States, and George H.W. is one person that gets that.
You know, I understand some comparisons are inevitable between 41 and 45, given their very different style, shall we say. But by the time of the National Cathedral funeral, it's been going on for days. The Trump denigration seemed to me, by those who don't like this president, was just out in the open. The Washington Post after the funeral had three different headlines criticizing Trump on a day that was supposed to be devoted to George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, I think that's an unfortunate thing. You really want to focus on the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush. You don't want to have to tie it into the current administration. I can see why someone like Nicole Wallace is going to highlight the difference in the two. I mean, you're talking about a hero World War II veteran versus somebody who has never served, who had never been in politics before. So I get the comparison, but I think it's not necessary to go that far deep into comparing the two when you're just trying to preserve someone's legacy.
Right.
So, why this Meghan McCain thing? An article here. It says Meghan McCain and her View co-host got into a heated exchange during Wednesday's episode over President Trump's primetime discussion of the border. I guess the question is, where's that exchange? This is what happened. And this is kind of interesting that Meghan McCain would do these things. This is her talking here. So the crisis at the border, according to a Morning Consult political poll conducted January 4th through 6th, found 79% of all voters in the country think that there is a crisis problem with illegal immigration on the southern border, McCain, 34, began. This is Ben Shapiro had the best tweet. I think all Democrats have to do is not be crazy to win 2020 because we have so much crazy right now. McCain then brought up that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she enters the fray, and the freshman House member's appearance on Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show broadcast following Trump's address, saying the 29-year-old congresswoman was basically demoralizing border agents and ICE. Well, I see people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doing her own rebuttal, which, by the way, was far more concise than Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on Rachel Maddow last night. And she was basically demoralizing border agents and ICE. The problem is whether liberals like it or not, border security is a big issue for Americans, McCain said, adding it's one of the major reasons why Trump got elected. Oh, geez. Now, this is coming from Meghan McCain, right? Poking the eyes of these people with Trump. The Trump poker. It's kind of interesting to see this. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg fired back, saying she doesn't think border security is the issue. Listen to the mind numbness of these folks. It is the wall that I think the Democrats are speaking about, Goldberg said. Now, we just heard at the beginning of the hour they needed the wall. And by the way, we just played that the small clip that came off of it. We could play clip after clip after clip after clip of these guys. Clinton, Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, et al. Bill Clinton. 5 to 10 minutes of them all declaring that they need a wall. And it goes on up until 2014. But when you're talking about getting rid of ICE, which is what she was referencing, it's now become one of the trends on the far left that is coming towards the middle. There's no victory lap, responded McCain, before co-host Sonny Houston chimed in to say that she doesn't believe it's coming towards the middle. I think most Democrats believe in border security, Houston said. I think this crisis is perhaps a humanitarian crisis, but it's a crisis started by this president because this president is the one that separated families. Really? And Obama wasn't separating families? You know those pictures of the families or the kids in cages? That was during the Obama administration, and they tried to use those pictures just recently and said, oh, this is what's happening in McAllen, Texas today. And it was 2014, 4 years ago. It just gets sick with this stuff. She insisted that the former President Barack Obama started this policy. The two ABC co-hosts went back and forth on which president started the policy before McCain concluded, what I'm trying to tell you is if Democrats want to win in 2020, don't demoralize people that want harder border security. And Alexandria Cortez is a huge voice in the party. And what she is talking about and what they're talking about. Please stop that, Goldberg said. Okay, so when you get them fighting like this with the facts, this works to the benefit of the president. That's really what it comes down to. The president knows this. He's watching them stew in their own juices. Get it? The more they talk about it, the more they rage about it, the worse it gets for them. And Meghan McCain is right. I can't believe I just said that. She's right. That's why I did this, because, well, you know, she can be right too. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Then we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Tucker Carlson comes up with kind of a few minutes of what I've been talking about, actually, and I think it's resonating. This is, I believe, if I get this one right, similar to conversation that I had, or I listened to him present in San Francisco a month and a half ago.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The president will address the nation a little less than an hour from now. He'll make his case for a protective wall along our southern border. Then he'll broadly argue that America's immigration problems are real. They're not a figment of our imagination. They're hurting the country badly. The president will say all that in a few minutes, but he will not go unchallenged, of course. The Democratic Party and its unpaid operatives in the news media will make their case, too. In fact, they're not waiting for 9 p.m. to do that. They're up early every day reading from the same set of talking points. Today's slogan is simple. Don't believe your own eyes. None of this is real. Everything is just fine.
It is absolute fiction that there's a national emergency here.
Showing that this is not about a crisis. It's a political ploy. Crisis, crisis. And it's a crisis that doesn't exist.
They are trying to create the notion that emergency and something should be done immediately to prevent it. There is no emergency on the southern border.
Being from New Jersey, I know national emergencies. We've seen Superstorm Sandy. Mm-hmm. We've seen 9/11. This is not a national emergency, and certainly
this national emergency is completely made up.
A wall is a colossal waste of money for a crisis that doesn't exist.
Even if he declares a national emergency, he's lying. Even if he declares it, it will be a declaration of a falsehood.
This whole idea of declaring a national emergency is ludicrous because there isn't one.
So repeat after me. No national emergency. The crisis at the border is fake. It's fraudulent. It's our low-cal ice cream. Kids and dumb people believe it. Actually, you know what the border crisis is like? It's like that imaginary caravan from Honduras a few months ago, the one that marched all the way to Tijuana with TV cameras in tow, but didn't really exist.
Right.
They're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees, 1,000
This group of folks, we don't even know where they are. They're way down there.
They've been running on an imaginary caravan.
This stupid f***ing caravan. You know, it's a lie that this caravan is a problem of that magnitude.
This is back in November, October.
Propaganda. Yep, caravan's fake too. Breathe easy, America. A lot of the problems you've been worried about don't need solutions because they're not real. That's what the media are telling us about illegal immigration and a lot of other things, and it's a relief. But it does leave at least one big question unanswered. If none of this is really happening, why do so many people think that it is? How are millions of Americans experiencing the same hallucination at the same time? And the answer, of course, is it's an illusion. Americans are being tricked, by that dastardly Fox News and those demagogues in prime time who won't shut up despite being warned repeatedly by the authorities to be quiet if you know what's good for you. Shadowy saboteurs, of course, played a role as well. They always do. The New York Times ran a piece the other day explaining that Donald Trump only supports a border wall because Roger Stone told him to. It was part of a political ploy.
Ah.
Stone, meanwhile, now appears to be caught up in the Russia investigation. And that makes some sense if you think about it. Donald Trump's election and a wall on the Mexican border. Nobody in Washington could imagine wanting either one of those things, or for that matter, imagining anyone else in America wanting them. So there has to be a secret cabal pushing this crap. Vladimir Putin, Roger Stone, Fox News, they're all in it together somehow. Maybe Robert Mueller will get to the bottom of it. That's honestly how people in Washington think. Trust us, we live here. Of course, it's completely delusional, demented, actually. But once you understand where these people are coming from, it's hard to blame them for constructing these fantasies. The next time you see some angry face on CNN shouting about this or that, remember, this person isn't arguing for change. This person is arguing for more of the same, arguing for a permanent extension of the way things are. They may claim they're mad about Trump or the wall or whatever, name the topic. But those are just symptoms of the larger problem, the thing they fear most, and that is an assault on the status quo.
That's right.
They like
here we
the
go.
Status quo. They're
this
deeply invested in the status quo.
Yep.
This is the group that's become richer and happier since the financial crisis of 2008. There aren't a lot of those people in America. Most of them live in a handful of big cities. A lot of them seem to have cable television contracts somehow. And what this group fears most is that some idiot will come along,
here we
ask
go.
A bunch of uncomfortable questions, and wreck what has turned out to be a very good deal for them.
That's what he lectured everybody on a month and a half ago, Tucker Carlson. Here's the points. Listen carefully.
Low work, high paying jobs, cheap household help, leafy, stable neighborhoods that look like it's 1965, and a corrupt and insular system of higher education that's essentially closed to outsiders, but that can be relied upon to keep this whole scam going in perpetuity.
See, he's saying these people hate Donald Trump because he is the disruptor of their status quo. I'm trying to drive this point home so that you understand how detested Donald Trump is in Washington. He is absolutely hated there. Because he represents a change in their gluttony.
What you're really looking at here is a self-satisfied aristocracy. All of those are the same. What they fear most is a challenge to the way things are. Keep that in mind tonight as you watch their response. We don't need walls, they'll tell you. And they're right. They don't. They already have their own.
Get it? Get it? They hate Donald Trump because he's disrupting them, making them feel uncomfortable from looting the Treasury. All you need to do is just visit that area, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The hinterlands don't have any of what they have, and they want to keep it. That's why they want to stop Donald Trump. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
A little shout out to some of the creative ones for New California. Be posting some memes by some of our representatives of New California. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm going to tell you, some are pretty funny. And I'm responding right now to the memes that we'll be posting, brought to you by New California State people. Hysterical memes. Hysterical. And the answer to that is yes, yes, and more yes. Some of the stuff that we've got going on in New California, it's really awesome. It really is awesome what's going on in New California. And I mean that. I really, truly mean that. It's a great time to be in New California. Great time. Anyway, I know I'm sitting here talking to myself and you're sitting here, what is he talking about? You'll see. Okay, so who put those yellow vests? Here's the question. Who put those yellow vests on the statues at Stanford University? Who did that? Who did such a dastardly deed? I don't know who did it. No one's admitted it to me, but someone did it. I have no idea what they were talking about. I just read what I saw in Epoch Times. They were put on the vest of these burghers of Calais. At the same time, Gavin Newsom was being objected to in the tent, the white tent. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.